Log Talk Radio.
This is the TD Sports Recruiters Sports Talk Show. I am your host, Kathy Reeves, and today is Saturday, and this is the fifth week that the EA Prep Stars Fall Basketball League is being going on. They're doing some wonderful things over there in Charlotte, North Carolina. So make sure that you make your way over there. If you're not there, I know that the weather may be inclement outside. It may be raining outside, but it's definitely not raining in the gym. So those events are still going on, and they will be going on all day until about 9, 10 o'clock tonight. So just make sure that you head on over there and enjoy the festivities that are going on. We are so excited about having a special guest on today. Last Saturday, we had EA Prep Stars Noah Taylor, who was a guest on our show. And today, we're excited to have Mr. Adrian Butler that will be joining us. He is an outstanding young man. He's a 2016 senior over at Wade Hampton High School. He's 6'1", 170 pounds. He plays the point guard position. He plays the shooting guard position. And he's jersey number 13. He's a member of the EA Prep Stars AAU basketball team and has done extraordinary things with regards to that organization, just talent that's just been exploding. He's been recognized at several events that are going on, and we are proud to have him as guests, one of our clients for TV Sports Recruiters. He has been getting so much time, so much exposure with regards to coaches looking at him, and we are just glad to have him joining us today. So with no further ado, we're going to have Adrian to join us, and he's going to be sharing with us about how he's able to balance his 3.4 GPA and ACT of 20, balancing his grades along with his sports and all of these wonderful, you know, offers that he's been receiving. And he's just going to share with our listeners the success that he has been having with regards to playing basketball and having a sport and things of that nature. So we've got Adrian on the line, and with no further ado, we are going to have him join us. Adrian, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. How are you, Ms. Kathy?
I am doing fine, son. How are you doing? I'm so excited to have you on the show. Let me tell you, I'm so excited to have you as a part of the TV Sports Recruiters family. And Mr. Larry Butler, your dad, I want to give a shout-out to him. And your mom, they've just been doing great things. And want to give a shout-out to Ms. Regine. There's, you guys are just doing great things. And we are so excited to have you on the show. Now, you've been so busy. You've had so much going on. Tell our listeners a little bit about how you are able to manage good grades and playing sports at the same time, playing basketball. So share with us a little bit about your journey to where you are now.
Well, it takes a lot of determination and hard work, late nights, studying for class, and hard days in the gym, hard work, never giving up, and having the passion and determination to keep going and not stop is really what it takes to get through it all.
Well, tell us a little bit about, and that is wonderful, and that's definitely one of the things that we encourage our young listeners to do. It's hard work. It takes dedication. It's just, you know, something that you really have to want to do and have that, you know, that drive in you to say, hey, this is something that I want. I'm not going to give up. I'm going to keep working no matter how hard the road gets. So tell us a little bit about some of the visits that you've been on, some of the colleges that are showing interest in you, and how that's going.
Well, I have an unofficial visit set up this upcoming week to King University. I've taken a visit to Emory, Oxford, and in Georgia. They have a great nursing program that I'm very interested in. The Citadel has come to an open gym at Wade Hampton this past Thursday. They were there to see me practice. And I'm also receiving interest from Lincoln Memorial, Coker, Newberry College, Queens University, and I have some colleges that are looking for me for academics as well, like Furman, Wofford, Presbyterian College, and there's a few more colleges that I can't really think of right now.
And I will totally agree with you because, listeners, let me tell you, when I put the scouting report together for this young man, he has been receiving quite a bit of interest, and I'm here to also share with you, he has received so much interest, and he just cannot name all the schools. It's just absolutely impossible. But I would like to definitely brag about the visit to the prestigious Emory Oxford down in Atlanta, and I want to let our listeners know that that is the sister school to Emory University, Emory University in Atlanta, Georgia. We to our listeners who may or may not know, the late Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s daughter, Dr. Bernice King, graduated. She is a graduate of the Emory University School of Law. So we are definitely excited about having Adrian go and visit Emory Oxford, and was so excited that they were interested in this young man and with his grades, 3.4 GPA and his ACT. So we are definitely wanted to add that to share with all of our listeners. Definitely wanted to do that. So you're going into your senior year at Wade Hampton High School. And tell us a little bit about that. I know you're excited about your senior year and you know, all of the things that are going to be going on. The season is going to be starting over there for this month, I believe.
It starts in December, yes, ma'am.
Starts in December, and you guys have a new head coach over there, I believe. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. Last year our coach was Daryl Nance. He got a promotion to district athletic director. So our new coach this year is Reggie Choplin, who was the former head coach of Hillcrest High School. He's now our athletic director and head coach for the basketball team.
That is super fantastic. Now, I also know that you won some accolades, the MVP down with the South Carolina, the top 80 basketball players for Phnom Hoops. I know that you were selected for that, and I understand that you did very well. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Oh, yes, ma'am. It was South Carolina Top 80 Camp, which was put on by Rick Lewis and Jamie Shaw with Phnom Hoop Report, and it's the top 80 out of the entire state of South Carolina, no matter what grade you're in, high school players. And I was selected as the MVP of the final session of games. I'm not sure how many points I had. I think it was like 22, 24, I believe. And they selected me as the MVP of the last session of the games in that camp.
And what are some of the criteria that go into being selected as the MVP for one of those events?
Just the players that were selected have up-and-coming potential to be, over the summer, to be D1 or D2 prospect on the collegiate level. And I guess I was part of that group, so I was selected as one of the few.
Well, that is fantastic. And to our listeners, Adrian is so modest, he doesn't want to tell everyone that he can shoot the lights out. So I'm going to go ahead and say he can shoot the lights out. So that's probably one of the other things that was added on to the list, he can shoot the lights out. So tell us now, I've been following EA Prep Stars over the summer, and you also won something in Atlanta at one of the events down there.
Atlanta, in AAU.
Yes, one of the events I believe you guys went to Atlanta and participated in an AAU event.
Oh yes, ma'am.
It was
a, yes, ma'am. It was a on the radar event. It was a camp, and
yes,
Yeah, I had a great summer with EA Prep Stars, and I got accoladed with a few awards from On the Radar after attending their camp.
That is fantastic, and I know you did great things over at the Newberry camp, and you did super wonderful things over at the Citadel camp. They are definitely interested in you and definitely pursuing you, and have reached out to me and said, you know, Kathy, tell me a little bit about this recruit. And, you know, I always give them an earful because the way we recruit here at PD Sports Recruiters, we establish relationships, we build relationships, and we talk with the family, we talk with the student athlete, and we get a full picture because our coaches do ask us questions about the families and, you know, what our thoughts are about particular athletes. And I definitely can share with them that this young man, you know, has all the potential to be successful at a D1 program. He has the support of the family. He has the capability to travel on the road with the D1 schedule when they're traveling, playing basketball, and he also has the potential to be successful in the classroom. So he possesses all three of the requirements that are needed to be recruited. He has the academics to be successful. He has the athletic talent, and he has all of the tangibles. And this is a quote from Mike Krzyzewski when they were interviewing him with regards to what he looks for in a recruit, in D1 recruit. And those are the three things that he says. The first thing that he looks at, he wants to make sure that the student has the academic ability to be successful at the school. And then the second thing he looks for, they have to have the athletic talent. And then the tangibles, which is the character, the social media, and things of that nature. So this young man definitely possesses all of those things, and he is just doing wonderful things, and schools are just reaching out and showing interest, and offers are going to be coming in soon. Well, Adrian, thank you so much. Is there anything else that you wanted to share with our listeners?
No, ma'am. I just wanted to say thank you for the opportunity to be on the show today.
You are very welcome, and as I said, we're going to be following you and in your endeavors, and as you move through the decisioning process of the offers that you're going to be accepting, we are definitely going to be following you. We're going to definitely have you back on the show with us again really, 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 really soon, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I want to give a shout out again to Mr. Larry Butler, and we certainly appreciate you, and Mrs. Butler, we appreciate you, and we're definitely going to continue building relationships with this wonderful family. Thank you, Adrian.
Thank you.
Keep shooting the lights out.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, take care. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Adrian Butler with the EA Prep Stars AAU basketball team. They've got their fall basketball league, free basketball league that's going on, that is spearheaded by Mr. Aaron Alexander. And those events are going on right now in Charlotte, North Carolina. They're sponsored by Aaron and Smith, attorneys at law in Charlotte, and also sponsored by EJ's Barbershop. Over there on the east side in Charlotte. So those events are going on right now. Providence Day High School over on Sardis Road. Also Holy Trinity Middle School and Hawthorne Academy. So the prospective teams, if you're looking for prospective teams, make sure that you're in the right place. Now, I know that the weather is rainy and it's difficult outside, inclement weather going on, but the gym is definitely warm. It's not raining on the inside. So head on over to these events sponsored by Aaron and Smith, attorneys at law, and EJ Barbershop over there in Charlotte. the EA Prep Stars AAU Free Basketball League. TD Sports Recruiters is proud to sponsor this event on the radio. We have been broadcasting these events live for the past 3 weeks, and we are going to continue to keep the momentum going. We think that it's a great thing what Coach Alexander is doing. And last week, as I said, we had Noah Taylor on our show. He is an EA Prep Stars player. And this week we had Aaron Butler on the show. And this afternoon at 1:45, we'll have another EA Prep Star player on the line. That will be Mr. Caleb Bryson. Mr. Caleb Bryson will be joining us at 1:45, and we're going to be talking with him. As EA Prep Star said, they have educated athletes. The EA stands for educated athletes, and there are so many educated athletes that participate with EA Prep Stars, and we definitely want to shout as many of them out as we can. We want to have them on the air to inspire young people who are listening to us, some of the other AAU teams that are listening to us, the high school teams that are listening to us, the Carolina Fire AAU basketball team was listening to us. We had Coach Anthony Johnson interview last Saturday and share with us some of the players. He's got a new up-and-coming AAU team that's formed over there in Monroe, North Carolina. And just giving these young men the opportunity to get seen, to get exposed, and get an opportunity to get a scholarship to go to college. And PD Sports Recruiters is a recruiting agency, and that's what we do. Not only do we recruit, we build relationships with the families. We put together the scouting reports. We help with the eligibility. We also assist with the transition from high school to college, and making sure that the student-athlete has that balance between transitioning into their freshman year in college, which is one of the most difficult years when you're transitioning from high school to college. And, you know, that hand-holding process that goes on. And sometimes at the end of that first freshman year, things don't always work out, and that's okay. It doesn't mean that it's a bad thing. It just means that it's not always a good fit. And if the student athlete is not pleased or is not happy with the results from that school, then PD Sports Recruiters, we assist with finding another school that the kid may be able to, that may be able to attend. So we have with that also. And it's a lifelong process. It's a relationship that just doesn't stop with the fact of getting recruited. Once the student-athlete is signed, we don't stop there. We continue being involved with the student-athlete because we are also college professors. Our team is made up of college professors and individuals who have experience in the college and universities, junior colleges as well. So we want to make sure that whenever families are looking for a recruiting service to assist with finding scholarships and things of that nature for their child, when they are considering that, they want to definitely consider all of the things that they may or may not be looking for. There are a lot of different recruiting services that are out there that are available, and a lot of them do a lot of different things. So when you're looking and you're comparing recruiting services, you want to make sure that when you go to these different websites and you call and you're interviewing different recruiting services, that you have a list of the things that you're looking for, because all of them don't offer the same thing. So these are some of the things that we like to highlight with parents when they're looking for recruiting services. When you're looking to invest in your child's education, that's what we do at PD Sports Recruiters. We're looking for parents who are interested in investing in their child's education and not just recruiting, not just tweeting out stats. We don't just tweet out stats. We don't just tweet out huddle. that's not effective recruiting. We don't just create scouting reports on kids who we haven't spoken to the parents, who we have not spoken to their kid. I had a coach who provided me with some information on a recruit, and he didn't want to provide me with the contact information for the parents. He wanted to use his contact information with regards to the coaches who will be coming to me that are looking for student athletes. We don't operate in that fashion. We don't refer any students out for recruiting services to our coaches unless we have made contact with the parent and made contact with that child. Because the first thing that our coaches that work with us, the first thing that they're going to ask us, they're going to say, have you spoken to the child? Tell me a little bit about the student. Tell me a little bit about the family. And if I can't make that connection, if I can't make that establishment, then I'm not able to recruit the child or send the child out to other coaches to be considered for recruiting. So we, like I said, we build relationships. We don't just create scouting reports and just send them out there in osmosis. We produce scouting reports. We track the scouting reports. We can tell what coaches are looking at the scouting report. We can tell what time they pull the information, the date they pull the information, how many times they pull the information, that scouting report, who they passed it to, if they forwarded the scouting report to another coach. We're able to track all of that information. So we can't just send out a scouting report on a kid and have their AAU coach as the contact or the high school coach as the contact. It has to have a parent contact, a parent telephone number, a parent's name, or a parent's email on that scouting report someplace. If we have spoken to the child or spoken to the family. So this is the way that we operate here at PD Sports Recruiters. Now, I know a lot of recruiting services do things a little bit differently. They just tweet out the information, the stats, the huddle, the GPA, the ACT, things of that nature. We verify that information. We take a look at the transcripts. We request transcripts. We want to make sure that the student is eligible and is a qualifier. So the work of a recruiter is never done because the purpose of going to college is to get an education. And anything else above and beyond that is icing on the cake. So that's the first and foremost thing that we here at PD Sports Recruiters keep in mind and that we share with the parent. And our goal for parents is to have D, free education, the letter D, free, D, free, not D1, not D2, not D3, but D, free, D, free. We want the education to be D, free, and that's our goal. Now, we work with several different athletic divisions, not just the NCAA. The NCAA is not the only athletic division that's out there that's offering D-free scholarships. There are NAIA schools, there are NCCAA schools, there are USCAA schools, YSCCA schools, PSUAC schools, CCCAA schools, those are the junior colleges on the West Coast, and then, of course, the National Junior College Athletic Association, the NJCAA. So when you come to us for recruiting services and you say, I want to go D1, the question that you will hear from PD Sports Recruiters is going to be the following. When you say D1, then we have D1 schools across 7 different athletic divisions. So when you say, I want to go D1, we say, what does that mean? D1 where? D1 NCAA, D1 NAIA, D1 NCCAA. So the list goes on and on. So when you come to PD Sports Recruiters, we sit down, we have a discussion, we put a plan in place on the direction that we are going to be recruiting your child, because we work with coaches throughout the actual United States, not just in one particular area. I know that EA Prep SARS focuses on a lot of schools that are in North Carolina, but we recruit for North Carolina, South Carolina, Ohio, California. We have coaches that come to us, Tennessee, Georgia, Mississippi, Illinois, Indiana, Michigan. We recruit for colleges and universities worldwide, nationwide. We have recruits that are nationwide. We have recruits in Australia. We have recruits in Croatia. We have recruits in Canada. So we are a international recruiting firm. We just don't concentrate on domestic recruiting. We do international recruiting as well. And we just don't recruit for basketball. We also do football. We do baseball, softball, tennis, soccer. We do lacrosse. We do golf. We do rodeo. So we do all of the sports, swimming, diving. We do all of the sports, volleyball. We do all of them. And we also work with JUCO transfers. If you know any students who are completing their education at a two-year college and they're looking to get signed at a four-year college, we also work with those recruits as well. So we are a full-service athlete recruiting agency, and we work with 2-4 transfers, 4-4 transfers, and we definitely do a lot of the college planning and placement services as well. So those are just some of the things that we do here at PD Sports Recruiters. And, of course, it is basketball recruiting season, and it is also football season going on. We have a lot of football recruits that are coming to us for services as well, and we're excited about that. Our website is wegetyousigned2.com/wix.com/wegetyousigned. And we tweet all that information out. Our Twitter is @athlete_recruit. And make sure you go and follow us at athlete_recruit for all of the latest recruiting information that has to do with the National Letter of Intent, that deals with important information that we are tweeting out with regards to athlete recruiting and our Student Athlete of the Week. We have that on Thursdays, so make sure that you tune in on Thursdays and you can hear the Student Athlete of the Week. We select Student Athletes of the Week based on their success in the classroom as well as in their prospective sports. And a lot of the recruits are highlighted. We are found, they are found on Twitter. We find a lot of them on Twitter. And just reading about all of the greatness that is being portrayed through Twitter with all of the talent that we see on a daily basis. And again, at 1:45 on today, you can tune back in to PD Sports Recruiters Sports Talk Show, and Mr. Caleb Bryson will be joining us. Caleb Bryson will be joining us at 1:45, and he will be sharing with us his success through EA Prep Stars, and also he is a 2016 student at Watauga High School in Boone, North Carolina, so he'll definitely be joining us at 1:45. So make sure that you tune in at 1:45 on Blog Talk Radio, and we will be tweeting the information out for you to follow. We'll tweet out that link, and all you have to do at 1:45 is click on that link, and you will be able to hear the show live. It will be a live button that will show up on your device, and you click on that link, and it will connect you to the show live, and you'll be able to hear Caleb Bryson on the radio. This is TD Sports Recruiter Sports Talk Show, and my name is Kathy Reeves, and we will be connecting with you at 1:45.